But the only thing that might be worse than them telling me to jump his bones and get it over with was the fact they would know the instant I did. Apparently, Attilian scent marked their mates, and I was just enough Charon to want other females to smell him coming from a mile away.
"Mistress,"
a soft voice hissed to my right.
"We have everything prepared."
I didn't have to search hard to find the source. An elderly female knelt, her forehead pressed to the planks, and her arms stretched toward my feet. Taking a step out of range, much to Santiago's amusement, I did my best to remain calm in the face of adoration.
"Thank you."
I stared at the back of her head.
"We appreciate your hospitality."
"We live to serve," she murmured. "Our lives are yours to command."
Rubbing my face, I set a task to get her off the ground before she made an even bigger spectacle.
"Can you guide us to our hotel?"
The strip was short, the town small, but she sprang to her feet with a rush of energy that startled me.
"Right this way."
She hustled down the boardwalk, bowling over people who got in her way. Clearing a path for me, I realized with a groan.
"We have all your rooms prepared."
Hand resting on the heaving side of the invisible beast, I murmured, "See you there."